others, restore others. What he's saying was in a way that he wouldn't have been able to before. Once you've gone through the crisis of faith, you've learned all about conditional love and all those things. And you're able to, more from the standpoint of having gone through this, to understand the faith that God is looking for. So yes, murder in this country is increasing, along with many other things in this country that are increasing. But so is the movement away from God. So is the movement away from the gospel. We've even changed the gospel to if you're really saved, boy, the only way you're really saved is that he's Lord and that you were not going to do anything wrong, and if you did anything wrong, it means it really didn't take, and on and on and on. We just can't get away from, I've got to figure out how to control the wrong that man does. Do we not trust the power of the Holy Spirit to people? I do. Do we really trust him or not? I want to say this. If you don't, I want to ask you, has your law been any better? Has your law been so great? Has it worked? No. It hasn't worked. It's not going to. It might for a little while. But then when they break out of it, it's really bad. It's even worse. The church has moved away from the gospel. The church has moved away from the truth. We've got to give in this sense, and I know this is going to sound whatever, but we've got to give God back to our children. I'm not even here talking about making every one of them a Christian. We've got to give them back what is truth in their own soul that God has given them, to give them at least an even break to hear the gospel. We've got to give him back to our children, in the schools, in our homes, in the church. The gospel, not law and fear, but love. You got up, some of us, either on the news, saw what happened in this Littleton High School. I want to ask you something. You don't need to raise your hand or anything. If we say we believe the Bible, the Bible says that murder in Matthew 5